Shirley Latimer, CEO of the Kapuskasing Public Library. You have a lot going on for kids this summer.
We do, actually. We have activities every summer for the kids. And this year we've got a whole bunch of really neat ones.
Can you tell me about them?
Sure. We've been collaborating with the town of Kapuskasing on giving science and craft activities at the Dominion Park each Tuesday from 1 to 3 p.m. So I think this might be our third year doing it, and it's just a great thing for kids to do. Our student pages here at the library have created fun activities that are also learning activities, and kids can just drop in from 1 to 3 at the Dominion Park and learn and have fun.
Is it dependent on good weather?
Yes, it's always dependent on good weather, and we certainly hope that this first one on July 2nd will be great because we're having a slip and slide. So that's going to be great fun. I hope it's nice and warm, and the kids are going to absolutely love it. And then there's also going to be, that's actually science, the slip and slide, and there's also going to be a craft activity. And and we also are going to have our summer reading bingo. So we've created a bingo card here for kids to take. It's bilingual, and each bingo square has a suggestion of what to do, what to read, that kind of thing. And then the kids read as much as they can, fill up their card, and then bring it back to the library, and then there'll be a special draw in September.
And there's also drop-in story time.
Yes. Now, story time has always been difficult because if we set it for a particular time, the kid might be sleeping or it's their nap time, they're hungry, so we've decided to make it a drop-in story time. So parents with their little ones can drop in any time between 10:30 in the morning and 1:30 in the afternoon, and our library pages will read them some amusing stories.
Good stuff. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
For the summer reading bingo, I would add that the kids can grab their card any time during the summer because sometimes one book will actually be able to cross off two or three boxes on their summer reading bingo. And then to go to the science and craft activities at Dominion Park, the kids absolutely love that. And our students have created some very interesting programs for the kids. So it's totally worth it. And it's free.
That was going to be my question. It's free.